Welcome, board members. Take a seat at the table. It's time for another board game briefing brought to you by Boardroom Gamer. It all started as a simple caving expedition. You and your team of cavers going about your cave exploring business, when suddenly the ground gives way and you find yourselves dropped through a deep cave shaft. Desperate to find your way out, you're tasked with braving new hazards of cliffs, slopes, floods, dangerous gas clouds, and even unspeakable horrors in Subterra, a cooperative, tile-laying, escape-from-the-cave game. A game of Subterra is played over a series of rounds, determined by player count and difficulty rating chosen by the party. Each round consists of four phases: action, horror, hazard, and end phases. Beginning with the action phase, the bulk of the game takes place here. Each explorer is afforded two action points, where they can do things like explore new cave tiles, heal themselves or others, and place ropes to scale cliffs and slopes, and a variety of other cavey things. The horror phase happens next, and it's in this phase the deep, dark bad guys begin to wind their way through the caverns in pursuit of the explorers. The hazard phase pretty much adds insult to injury, as this is where more horrors can come into play, or cave tiles can become flooded, or cave-ins happen. It gets real crazy during the hazard phase. At last is the end phase. All that happens here is the passing of the first player marker. In short, the object of the game is to get through the depths, exploring each of the cave tiles until you find yourself on the exit tile. Get all the cavers to the exit tile, and you win! Subterra is a cooperative game for 1-6 players published by Inside the Box Games. It was not difficult to learn or teach, just a bit difficult to win. But hey, we did just fall into a cave. One of the most fun aspects I found with Subterra were the different caver specialists, each with their own abilities to help them find the exit. With 8 different specialists to choose from, this game has some decent replayability. Which team of explorers will you use when you play Subterra, our board game briefing?